Hiking in the woods and mountains is a popular activity, but if you take a wrong turn on the trail and get lost, a day of recreation can turn into an exercise in staying safe. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Christopher McStay, an emergency medicine specialist at the University of Colorado. They discuss the basics of surviving in the wilderness.
What are the biggest threats people face when they're lost in the woods for a period of time?
What people usually do is, frankly, screw this up. And what I mean by that is two major points. Is they don't prepare. Then once they get themselves into that circumstance of being lost in the woods, they often work against themselves. Instead of staying put, they often wander around aimlessly and make it harder for people to find them. And most people, when they go hiking, you know, they're not in the middle of nowhere in Alaska, right? That person that does that is typically going to be prepared. The more common scenario is someone like you or me who's relatively close to an urban environment who goes on a hike and finds themselves lost. It's much more common for those individuals to be found in such circumstances. So you're missing for a day or two. Someone's going to know that you're missing, and then a search party or some other thing would happen to try to find you. The most important thing, though, is to make sure that when you're going on a hike, it's actually that you're prepared. And the number one thing I would tell people is let someone else know what you're going to do, right? So if you are, you know, a single person who has no friends or family and goes on a hike in the middle of nowhere, the likelihood for someone recognizing that you're missing may be low. On a lot of trailheads, there are sign-in sheets for, you know, who you are, your name, that kind of thing, so that if you don't return, people will have a record of that and then can work to find you as well. Remember, food and water are important, right? And so typically, we can survive several days, depending on the circumstance, without water. Food, we can survive longer, you know, days to weeks even. So the immediate need, although one is typically to find a water source if possible. You can easily survive, you know, an overnight if you're found the next day without having to worry so much about water. And often people will wander around looking for food or water when the likelihood is they may not even need it. In terms of water, it can be difficult to find. And, you know, people will often be concerned about drinking water out of a stream or a lake out of concern for infectious or viral things in that water. But in circumstances where, you know, it is relatively dire, it actually is okay to ultimately drink from those water sources. Typically, we tell people to try to drink from running streams because the water may be a bit cleaner, although probably not from an infectious standpoint.
What are some of the physiological things we may experience that suddenly indicate to us we are compromised and we need to drink something?
Some of you may have experienced on a hot day where you get dehydrated. Basically, you can get cramps, you can feel lethargic, you can end up getting low blood pressure. People just generally feel ill.
You said people tend to wander because they think they need to find their way back. If you think you're lost, you're saying hunker down, just stay put?
Typically, because the things to focus on are keeping yourself dry, because when you get wet, you get cold very easily. So focus on keeping yourself dry, focus on keeping yourself warm, and focus on making it obvious for other people to find you. If you start to wander through thick woods, the environment's moist, you trip on a log or something and twist your ankle, you're in trouble. And those things are vastly more important than trying to find some berries to eat, or if you were just lost, trying to find, you know, a water source. So focus on staying put, making yourself visible, keeping yourself warm and dry so that if you need to survive a cold overnight, you can. And worry a little bit less about food and a little bit less about water in the immediate circumstances.
That's Dr. Christopher McStay with the University of Colorado speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.